I am clearly now of the understanding that the only thing that's preventing all of the beds in the short stay ward reopening, and indeed a lot of the other wards in the hospital functioning properly, is the government's recruitment embargo. Basically, the management of Letterkenny Hospital have submitted a wide range of posts that they want to get over the line, and they are being blocked from doing so. So this is prolonging the crisis at the hospital, and the minister needs to now remove this embargo. And remember, this embargo is financially stupid, because basically we are diverting millions of euro that should be getting invested in our public health system. We're diverting it to private ambulance companies, to private hospitals, and to employment agencies. It's a stupid embargo, and it needs to be stopped.
So while we're still waiting on the short stay ward to fully reopen, the waiting lists at the hospital are also getting longer and longer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been a huge drop in the elective surgeries and procedures being carried out across the hospital in Letterkenny. And what this means is literally thousands of people across Donegal are enduring a growing hospital waiting list. And many of those people, you know, are living unnecessarily in great pain waiting for those operations or procedures. So this issue of the recruitment embargo, of the refusal of the minister and his health department officials to sanction positions and jobs across the hospital system, has a huge knock-on effect in so many ways, and it has to stop.